Hola, howdy, hello. Greetings, folks. This is Saranya Narayanamurthy and welcome to the Mind Business. So today, I'm going to tell you a very important thing that will help you to change yourself or to make you evolve into a better version of yourself that you thought you can never accomplish. And that is putting your life together and getting your shit together. So you might have heard a lot of people say this and you might have read a lot of blogs, so and so, with a lot of habits, to-do lists, rituals, detox, lot many things. But a place where many of us get stuck is this. I've been trying all of it, but why am I not able to do it? And I believe one of the main reason or one of the main obstacle that I faced was I was focusing too much on one form of things and not focusing on the other. Okay, let me elaborate it for you. A human life, as we hold together, is made up of 9 different forms. But right now, let me not go into all 9 of them. I'll tell you the top 4 that are extremely essential. A physical well-being, a mental well-being, emotional well-being, and your practical well-being. So physical well-being is when you hold your health and you hold your body activities and you hold your the things that you do every day on a physical basis together. Mental is where your mental state of mind. Do you feel a sense of stability or do you feel a sense of safety, security, things that you really need in your life? And emotional well-being is nothing but when you feel loved, when you feel like you have something in life to care for, or plainly put, a hope that you can hold on to, that tomorrow is going to be better. Day after tomorrow, hold something that you really love. Things like that. And your practical well-being is the way your life goes every day. The environment you are in, the things you do, the people you meet, and the work you do. So many times, people, when you have a issue that you need to resolve, or when you have something in your life that disturbs you, you try to sort it out or you try to figure out only from one perspective. Like when I was actually working on myself, when I was trying to push me out of the comfort zone and actually move forward, I was taking into consideration my physical, emotional, and my practical well-being, but I completely left out the mental part of it. There were days where I actually felt burnt out or I felt clearly out of the mood to work and I was just simply going. It's like simply pedaling a cycle higher and higher, but still you actually know that you're not riding a cycle, you're just in a workout cycle. So you're just pushing forward but you're not going forwards. So this is what happens when you do not put all 4 into picture. So the point is, when you feel like you're stuck in your life or you just try too hard but you're not able to make it work, ask yourself where is the bothering factor comes from. So this also goes in a way where if you get a headache, not every time it's because you have some physical ailments, but sometimes it's just because of stress. You just do not know how to let it out and your body manufactures hormones that actually causes you stress. A pain is a way to tell you that something's wrong with your body and you need to get it right. At least that's how we get the message to be. But in reality, a pain is something that tells you that something's wrong with yourself. Get it right. It's not just your body. It's with you as a person. And when you actually mend things from all the angles, when you put out everything that actually disturbs you, that's when you figure out where exactly you need to tap the hammer to make it work. So now if you ask me, theoretically it's okay, but how do I actually do it? So let me tell you this. Let me tell you how I did it or how I actually recognized that. Okay, so this is where the problem lies. So every day for just for 7 days, I started practicing meditation and journaling. So when I meditated, it was a 20-minute meditation, which was actually a bit tough for me. But a person actually told me that meditation is not about you sitting in a best meditative position, breathing in and out and focusing. It's just 20 minutes of you lying down on your bed and doing nothing. Nothing as in no thoughts, nothing. And when any thought comes into your mind, you don't actually push it away or you don't ripple against it, you don't rebel against it. You don't actually act defensive. You just say, okay, let it pass on. It's okay. You just repeat that for yourself. You just don't feel the need to react to it. If you see something, or let's take the most horrible thing that you might feel. Let's say a loved one is dying in your thoughts and you just can't You just can't control crying. You just say, okay, I'm gonna be calm. You're just gonna see that and you're not gonna react. And at that time, what happens next is, after that one dreadful thing that you saw, you will see why you felt that way. Your inner fear will start coming out. You will actually understand why. Suppose that 20 minutes, I put everything down in a journal, or I just spoke to someone whom I really trust about these things, about the things that lie within my mind and not really in my life. And when I spoke, I realized the whys between why things are happening. And most of the time it's just because of something that I have an insecurity with, or because of something that a part of me that's not healed from inside. And when it happened, when I actually realized, when I went through the process, I came out as a person who can actually know why it's happening to me. And when I knew the why, it becomes easier to handle. Because many times we get baffled just because we do not know where it comes from. And when you become aware of who you are, that's exactly when things tend to take up shape for you. When things tend to move into a formation that you really love. And that, my dear, is when you become a better version of yourself. So, here is what I want to tell you. Do not be afraid of what you're feeling or what you're facing. Go to the mirror, confront yourself as to why you feel what you feel. And trust me, every single time the answers are within you. Sometimes they're just camouflaged in a form of anger or frustration or any sort of emotion. And sometimes you're just not ready to accept it, or sometimes you're not even ready to face it. But ask yourself, because the future self deserves a better version of you that you will love to experience and that's full of life. So I wish you luck, and until you discover it the next time, until you get more, signing off for you from now, Saranya Narayana Murthy.